Hello? Okay, bet. I don't know. I just literally, it don't even be like I be saying hello sometimes. I literally just be like hello. But that's like, I guess, check, check. But anyway, fuck all that. We gonna get right into it because I'm literally thinking that I was tweeting. That's all I was doing, tweeting. So I figured, shit, if I can tweet, you can goddamn beat your feet and make a podcast. You dig what I'm saying? But at the same time, it don't even matter because I figured if I was gonna spam niggas with the tweets, then I might as well spam niggas with the podcast. If you have gone out of your way to click and sit, hey, that actually, click and sit. If you have gone out your way to click and sit through this, then I appreciate you. And I, like, you know what I mean? Like, you must want what I'm giving out. So it's like, I might as well get this shit out. Again, that's what I was saying, is at the end of the day, I decided to just jump on here and say, I believe in Rite Aid for the long term. I don't know if this is going to be, it's probably going to be just a long term. They all going in the same fucking place. But it's going to be a long talks, with a long drives with Prince type shit. But it's also the fact that I'm saying right now, I wanted to go on record that I've been seeing Rite Aid all motherfucking day. Like, it's like, I seen them before, and that's what made me buy the stock at first. Like, when I first got Robinhood, like, back in November, I seen, like, Rite Aid was trading at, like, 70-something. So I was like, Rite Aid? I made the soldier boy, like, Rite Aid? And it was like, okay. And then, see, like, right now, we passing Walgreens, and Walgreens and CVS is across the street. And Walgreens and CVS is like fucking $80 stocks, is like, opposed to Rite Aid at like 70 cents. So you know what I'm saying? I just figure there's no fucking way at all, first of all, that these three places can sell the same and be fucked up like this. I mean, I'm sure because I've seen it. I've actually seen it and I'm watching it. But at the same time, not just that, but I literally, when I was trading penny stocks, it came to the point today. I traded all the motherfucking penny stocks that was on the, there's the penny stocks app that I got from this dude. Yo, life and the way I find stuff is crazy. I mean, not like crazy. I just watched a YouTube video and fucking did what he said. You know, it's not that crazy. But at the same time, I literally bought pretty much all of the fucking, I gotta go shout that dude out. That's what I was just thinking. That's why I took a pause. But I literally have been just taking all of the freak. That's my train of thought. Oh, I literally been just doing his strategy, and that's why I said I gotta shout him out. But the thing was, it was just like, I've literally just been buying all the top losers and buyers. But I'm sure you could have found a penny stock, like a list anywhere. Cause I watched another video and they showed you like how to do it. But it's still, his app is pretty good and I like it, so I'm gonna just shout him out for that. I don't actually know his name and shit like that. He's a YouTuber. But I mean, I'll try to like put it in like the no promises, fuck all that. But at the same time, I'm gonna leave him a comment. I mean, that's good enough for him, you know what I'm saying? And then again, at the end, because YouTubers love this shit, man. That's why I feel like that's not doing enough. I don't know, we'll figure something out here. I probably will shout him out in the fucking next podcast, because that's the right way to do shit, man. I value what he did for me. I don't know, yo, my conscience comes out in a strange ass way. But look, all of that fucking shit being said, I literally bought most of the penny stocks apps that were worth a shit. I don't want to say all of them. I bought most of them, because all of them ain't fucking like, oh, let's get them all. Like, I bought most of the penny stocks that were on the list, the ones that I thought were viable. And then I got into the conundrum where what I tried to do was I tried to make a double down effort, basically. Like, okay, well, since it's taking me so long to get out of the positions that I'm already holding, why don't I just double down and buy a second position? Like, why don't I just buy a second share? Okay, like, basically what I'm saying is, if the stock I bought was trading at 50 cents and I lost 15 cents and now it's at 35, I'm like, well, shit, why don't I just buy another one at 35? Bad fucking idea. Now you are you 85 cents in and you got to make, I think, 8 cents on your money altogether. And if the shit's sinking, then you don't want to fucking be in there for eight more cents. I mean, it don't sound like a whole lot, but shit, when you watch these fucking things, it's like, yo, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's crazy. Whole time, maybe my strategy wasn't that bad. Maybe I'm just impatient. But I sold all of the ones that I had 2 shares in today because I didn't like the way that strategy was working for me. So what I did was, is after I sold all the shares that I was 2 in, and all the ones that I was up on at 10%, because I told you, I don't know if I told you, but that's what I try to do with these, is Robinhood doesn't let you day trade. So what I do is if I mean, it'll let you day trade up to 5 times, and then there's a restriction by law. It's not that Robinhood won't let you. So the thing is that, well, Robinhood won't let you because it's a whole thing. Okay, since we're talking about this, I guess I'll discuss it. There's literally a 5-day restriction, and then after that, they will lock you into, like, some legal bullshit where you have to, like, make $30,000 a day or $30,000 a trade or some crazy shit like that. If you do the Robinhood shit, it'll tell you. If you Google day trading on Robinhood, it'll tell you more than I can tell you. But I'm saying that Robinhood basically just has a feature that locks it so that it's like it'll ask you, okay, look, you know you're about to get fucked up, right? And if you do this, it's not on us. So it's like they'll let you get 4 day trades in. So don't let me tell you they won't let you day trade. So the thing about that, because I day traded a couple today on accident. And a couple the other day on accident, because I was buying when my fucking phone wouldn't load the screen, and the shit was doing some shit where it was like the only option was buy. So I thought I was selling my shares, and the fucking shit was buying more, and I was just swiping up out of excitement. My dumb ass bought 2 shares. Boy, I was pissed. But that's a whole nother story. I ain't complaining about it. I just learned my lesson and got the fuck up out of there. But then the whole thing with that is again, Robinhood will let you day trade, but not like excessively. And then again, the other thing with that is that I bought all the shares of just about everything that was on the app. And I was like, man, maybe I'm like ass out. You know what I mean? Like, maybe this is it. But I fucked around and told my little brother that once you get deep into something, if you always do the work, you'll find the gold. And all I had to do was get into the, like, what is it? The medical. There's little categories on Robinhood. You go to the medical one. All of the ones that I was looking for was in there. All of them. Good bunch of penny stocks and good numbers, good viable options. So then, with all of that being said, there was another reason that I was talking about Rite Aid. I wanted it to go on record that I've been seeing Rite Aid before today, and that today especially, I mean, I've been especially and excessively, you dig what I'm saying? I've been seeing a lot of Rite Aid. A whole lot of Rite Aid. Like, I've been seeing Rite Aid since, and like subconsciously, and then on top of that, I'm talking about, like, I've seen, like, I don't know, like, it was one that I saw today that I'd never seen before. Like, I go this way all the time, and it just fucks me up that I've seen this one. And it probably wouldn't be this big of a deal if I didn't make such a big deal out of Rite Aid being so cheap. And I'm just, like, I've already, like, I was talking to my whole, like, well, shit, why don't you just buy it already? But, like, I already did. Like, see, right now, there's a CAT, like, the little cat company. There's one of the fucking, like, what are the things called? Bulldozers? Not bulldozers. The little crane shit. But cat stock has been going up for fucking a while. And I got some Denny's stock, and I'm debating on if I want to hold it or sell it. Because it's, like, cat stock is the same way as Denny's stock and single stocks altogether. We're advised against that. We are advised to index the market, which means buy groups of stocks instead of buying individual stocks. It's been shown, proven over time and time again, that the individual investor is better served buying individual stocks. I mean, buying ETFs or buying indexes than just buying into just individual stocks altogether. So my biggest thing now is to see, since I bought, because my position was to fact that I didn't have enough money to get a good index, but I had enough money to get a good stock. So my biggest thing with that was, if that's gonna be the case, I'll just sell it when it goes up. But now I don't know if I should sell it when it goes up or if I should just hold it forever and ever and ever. But like, I'm just thinking right now as I'm talking, like I told you guys, and this is why I'm about to start doing this podcast, it's good for me to get my thoughts out. And I told you on the other one, and it's good for like reference, but I told you on the other one that sometimes when you talk, you kind of recognize stuff. And I was just saying it like I want to hold it forever. Shit is sad. Don't do that. That's literally how you end up a loser. You literally get out when the getting is good, but you don't want to get out too soon. And I don't think it's ever too soon to get out. You know what I mean? If you get, if there's some money to get it and be gone. But at the same time, if you believe in a company, believe in a company. I'm still new, so I'm trying to find the happy medium between this and that. I think the happy medium is buying the ETF, because then you buy like a nice batch. Oh shit, we broke 10 minutes and it's still and it's still recording. But no, I'm about to wrap this shit up. And you know, I don't get no fuck about no sneezing. I'm like Gary V, nigga. But I'm me before Gary V. I wasn't gonna be able to edit this shit no way. So fuck you talking about. But no, like I'm not me before Gary V. I'm saying like I was me before I knew who Gary V was, is what I'm saying. But again, all that being said, to say I'm about to probably just sell when I get up, because it sounded good to me to say that. Don't hold on. And then there's a story that I was gonna tell. My little brother told me, not my blood little brother, but the little brother that I love, like my blood little brother, you dig what I'm saying? Couldn't make no, okay, that don't even matter. But what I'm saying is that the last part of it is that he said that his dad told him a story when he bought some shares and they went up real sky high and he didn't sell, and now the shares are worth dog shit. And he's literally, like when he told me that, I think earlier that day or the day before, I had seen this meme on Instagram, or like this like picture on Instagram. It was like described, it was on a trading page, and it said, holding the bag is when there's nothing left and you're accepting your losses, and it's just like you won't cut it, you just know that there's nothing left. And that's kind of what I'm doing on some of these fucking, on these penny stocks. But I don't give no fuck, because my losses is a dollar at the most. I don't care. $2, I don't give a shit. I mean, I care, but I mean, overall. And that's why we buy bonds, because the majority, 55% is safe. Again, all that to be said is that you sell high, and talking and podcasting or whatever way, shape, or form it takes or manifests is good for clearing the head. Thanks for listening. This has been King Prince on the podcast.